Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. As always, thank you so much for being part of this as we put the world to rights and try and make sense of the increasing madness which surrounds us. And a good example of that madness is the news that Israel is due to become the first country to give 4 vaccine doses. Yeah, you heard me right, 4. It's because they love their citizens so much. Yeah, there's a lovely photograph here of an elderly chap. Looks to be in Israel, okay, getting a jab. He looks so happy. He's got his face mask, but he's not wearing it properly. Oh, no. Doesn't he realize that that could prove lethal? But anyway, Israel says it plans to become the first country on the earth to roll out a 4th dose of the COVID-19 vaccine as the country prepares for a wave of infections driven by the new Oh My God variant. Yeah, Israel's pandemic experts have recommended a fourth booster for the over 60s and health workers. And the Prime Minister Naftali Bennett thinks this is a great plan. He told start preparing for this straight away. Meanwhile, it comes as Israel confirms the first known death of a patient with the Omicron strain on Tuesday. The health ministry said there were at least 340 known cases of the variant in Israel. 340? What's the population of Israel again? What, I've got an answer to that one? Yeah, it's a lot more than 340, isn't it? So a country, you know, I mean, it is laughable, this. It's so, at so many levels. It amuses me in a way, although also disgusts me. Israel is not far shy of 9 million. 9 million population, but oh my God, there's 340 cases known. 340 cases. Quick, get the extra jab in. Meanwhile, the decision to roll out a 4th booster is still pending approval by senior health officials. How much money do you reckon? That's a guaranteed certainty. However, Bennett's office told the BBC that it's hoping to administer the dose to people at least 4 months after their 3rd dose. This is wonderful news that will assist us in getting through the Omicron wave that's engulfing the world, Mr. Bennett said. Right, okay. So let's dissect this a little bit, because we really do. First thing of all, hasn't Israel become a very dark place since COVID came to town? You know, a country which many of us have looked upon historically as a beacon of light, that light seems to be going out, and it's been extinguished by its disgusting embrace of the vaccine insanity, and in particular Pfizer, because Pfizer has very close connections to Israel. So that's the first thing. Israel's gone dark on us. I think that's worth saying. And then the second thing is that Israel is always the canary in the coal mine. So it continues to lead the world in pushing more and more jabs. It was the first country to say, yeah, we're going to have to give everyone the 3rd jab. Now it's saying, yeah, we're going to have to give people the 4th jab. And soon it will be that in Israel, those who have taken 3 jabs of Pfizer will lose their COVID, their green card, or whatever they have in Israel, their COVID pass, access to society, if they don't get the 4th jab. Get the 4th booster. Get your 4th booster, and then you can enter society. So what this means, folks, I mean, that's cut to the chase. It's a rock certain guarantee that the UK will be flogging the 4th shot, the 4th so-called booster, round about March, April of 2022. It's a guarantee. It's an absolute certainty. And then there'll be another one after that, I would imagine, sometime around the summer. That's when, you know, so again, Israel shows the direction of travel here. So, I mean, the other thing is, it's a complete and utter admission of the failure of these failed vaccines. Because if the vaccines worked, you would have thought that 3 doses of it would be sufficient to see off the latest so-called variant, Omicron, which we know is the mildest variant of all. But no, apparently not. Apparently you need 4 doses. 4 doses, and by the way, it's never a booster. It's the exact same injection people are getting. The same thing is in it. apparently, that was in the first one that they got, and then the second one that they got, and then the third one that they got, and now the fourth one that they got, and there'll be a fifth one. Clearly, there'll be a fifth one for the so essentially four jabs in 12 months in Israel. Wow. Hey, New World Order, I think we figured out where you might be setting up your headquarters. If that's the case, all those jabs going in to those Israeli people, what impact do you think that will have on their immune well-being? How destructive of their health is this being? And that being the case, why is the Israeli Prime Minister so keen to get it into their veins, to get it into their blood system, into their circulatory system, into their immune system? Why does he want all that? And I'll be honest, I mean, I think this goes beyond politics. We're going to talk about morality very shortly. We're going to talk about the Archbishop of Canterbury in another podcast. But to me, this speaks of an evil. That's the only word I can describe to use it. And Israel has become an epicenter of that evil. And that's very distressing for me to have to say that, but I believe it. So I'm going to say it. I always say the things that I believe to be true. I could be wrong. But this country is the first one rushing to give its population a fourth jab. And nobody seems to think that's strange. It shows, David, don't you understand? The fact that we get all these breakthrough cases shows that it's working. Honestly, that's the level of psyops that's being deployed against us. And of course, you can resist it. I can resist it. But if you're living in Israel and you don't take your fourth jab, you will be excluded from society. Now that makes Israel, ironically, a fascist state in 2021. Thanks for listening.